Jazz Cat, and we're very happy to talk to you today, man. How you doing, Charles?
Oh, man, I'm good.
Well, beautiful. I know you just wrapped up a class. You teach at one of the universities, and we're so glad that you're able to make it with us online today.
Well, my pleasure.
Well, you know, I first got a chance to see you perform about, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago at the International Association of Jazz Educators Convention with your big band.
Uh-huh.
When composing for a larger ensemble, what are some of the key elements that you incorporate to distinguish your sound from the norm?
Well, basically, I look at the big band as an extension of a small group, you know. And I just amplify what I do normally with the small band with the big band. You know, that's a simplification, but that's basically what I do. You know?
Yeah, well, there's so many rich textures when you're able to use a larger horn section there. It builds that sound out just twice as much and makes it so much richer for us to enjoy.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah.
Well, you know, shortly after IAJE, you know, I live in Los Angeles, and you came to the Walt Disney Concert Hall to play in a tribute performance for one incredible musician who was in attendance and is known for interjecting a lot of groove and blues and jazz, Mr. Horace Silver.
Yeah, that's one of our national treasures.
Oh, my goodness, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you known Horace, and have you played with him many, many times over the years?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I originally was called on by Horace in 1968, and I worked and recorded with him for about a year, and you know, he's someone that as a kid, you know, ate and slept him, you know. So I hope he's well now.
Yeah. Well, you are listening to Charles Tolliver right here on the show live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. You know, even though the saxophone seems to be the iconic emblem for jazz music, you know, the trumpeters always seem to dominate the genre with style, flair, and individual signature sound. You know, when you close your eyes, what sounds or what instruments spark you to create new pathways with your music?
Well, you know, of course, we just lost someone who was just like majesty,
yeah,
the trumpet, you know, and no other instrument would go up against that, you know, with the possible exception of drums.
right.
But you know, the trumpet is you know, it's a Gabriel horn, and if you are bent on power trumpet playing, then you know that's something that you have to then concentrate a lot of practice time, you know, to develop the kind of embouchure that will enable you to muscle that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, I'm one of those guys that like to really, you know, try and muscle that trumpet.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to stay in shape, you know, for that kind of thing. It's a little bit different isometric stuff that goes on with trumpet players as opposed to saxophone players, you know. So,
yeah. Well, one of those very special and great individuals who just got his wings, as we were just speaking of, was Mr. Freddie Hubbard, and I know he's a pretty special cat to you as well.
Oh, yeah, well, to any serious jazz musician, Freddie Hubbard was king on the trumpet, you know.
Yeah.
I was just out in L.A. for his funeral, so, you know, I'm keenly aware of his not being amongst us in body, but certainly his music will be here with us forever.
That is truly for sure.
Yeah.
You're listening to the great trumpet player, Mr. Charles Tolliver, right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. You know, I as well as many, have a great love for this music. music, and you know, I have a great ear as well. I just know I'd be an outstanding producer, but you know, the only instruments I play are my ears, my mind, and my heart. You know, you taught yourself how to play one of the most difficult instruments that there is. I mean, who were some of the cats that you grew up with and formed some of your first bands with?
Well, you know, from the age of about five, you know, my folks had, you know, all of the jazz at the Philharmonic, you know, the early originals, Nolan Grant stuff, you know, and those old big, thick 78s, you know,
right.
Put them on the Victrola, and so I had this music in my ear at five, and by the time I was eight, my grandmother had gotten me a trumpet, and it was the kind of thing that happened that just felt right, you know, from the moment I touched it, and so I lived with it practically, you know, nothing else became important. And I think in doing so, all of the rudimentary things, it just fell right in, you know, in my lap, so to speak. You know, I didn't go for formal training on the instrument because even though we lived in a pretty metropolitan area in Jacksonville, Florida, it still was, you know, 40s south, you know.
Yeah.
50s south, and so you had to go a long way in order to find a, you know, a teacher. So, you know, I had fun with learning it all myself, and I had enough time to start to do it at the age of eight, you know. So,
well, I guess without rules and regulations, it probably opened up the freedom of the music for you even that much more.
Yeah, but I mean, later on, you know, as I moved on school and high school, there are certain things that immediately I realized, you know, that you had to watch your, you know, the embouchure thing that trumpet players have to develop and have, you know, so I didn't develop any bad habits, you know,
right,
along those lines, and that enabled me to continue to try to, you know, play, you know, power trumpet,
right,
without, you know, you know, worrying that, you know, I needed to, you know, try another way of speaking on the instrument, you know.
Yeah.
And that was one of the fabulous things about speaking about Freddie Hubbard, is that for at least 40 years, 38 to 40 years, he was able to do that every time, every day, every night, you know. And without fail, you know. So, you know, those things are developed early, and I respect that a lot of what he knew. You know, he picked it up on his own. You know, there are certain things that, you know, an instructor can tell you, but basically, you know, you know whether you have it in you to do it anyway. You know,
right.
Yeah.
We are talking with Charles Tolliver, the great trumpet player, right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat, on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. You know, what was the plight of the new thing? You know, those times were exciting back in the 60s and 70s when you and so many others were on the brink of this embryonic innovation. I mean, what were those times like for you?
Well, you know, basically, I was the kind of kid who was learning what we call 2-5-1, you know, improvisation, you know, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Clifford Brown, you know, and on and on and on, you know, Thelonious Monk, obviously, Kenny Dorham, you know, all the early heroes, the original innovators. And so by the time I realized that I was able to do that, I was fortunate to meet Jackie McLean, you know, one of the kings of so-called bebop, but he was also looking forward. And fortunate for me, he, you know, plucked me out of the abyss, out of nowhere, actually. I was about 20 or so, and without really nobody ever actually hearing me. Yeah, you know, just on a recommendation. And the thing that was great about Jackie was, even though he was rooted in, you know, our classical way of delivering this music, which is bebop, he was always looking and thinking ahead with whatever was going on around, you know. And so I got thrust into that, you know, and it was, you know, sink or swim, so to speak, because there were a lot of different things were being tried when I broke in, not just bebop, you know. So you had to, like, turn on a dime and be able to play, you know, free avant-garde type things. And one of the people who was instrumental in also me being able to, you know, work in that genre was Andrew Hill. Yeah. Who's no longer with us, but his spirit and music and brilliance of, you know, Andrew is very special if we're talking about freer forms of playing, you know, jazz music. He was a master at that.
Absolutely. You know, you're mentioning guys like Andrew, people who have the thoughts and freedom to create sound, not as how it's done in the time, but just to hear other things and hear other opportunities and to take people in different directions with the music. And you know, thank God for players like that.
Yeah.
Well, we have to go shortly, but before we do, I wanted to mention that, you know, you always have a very calm peace about you, which creates an air of comfort among your musicians and also among, you know, people who have an opportunity to meet you. Do you find that your demeanor allows you to be much more cerebrally aware of and accessible to the space that's in the music when you create?
Yes, I think so. And one great god of ours that I paid close attention to as a kid breaking into this was that I got a chance to see John Coltrane every night, you know, in the last very last period, in the last few years. Of course, none of us knew that a 39 or 40-year-old young person was going to leave us, who was changing everything for us. And I watched him, how he had this very serene and peace with himself demeanor that when he would come off the bandstand after absolutely delivering unbelievable, you know what I'm talking about, and quietly go and sit and read a book and smoke one of his cigarillos. And you know, that stayed with me, that you don't have to, you know, there's nothing wrong with being ebullient, I think is one of the words. But you know, it's probably in my nature, you know. I'm a fish by astrologically, you know, born in March, so maybe that's got something to do with it. I don't know.
Amen. You know, it's peace among the stars.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming on with us today, man. We really appreciate your time. You've been listening to the one and only Grammy-nominated Mr. Charles Tolliver right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Charles, thanks so much for coming on with us today. Really appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much.
All right, my friend.
Okay.